Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says lawyers hired by Governor Rick Snyder won't turn over certain documents demanded by his Flint water investigative team. With us now via Skype is Wayne State University law professor Peter Hanning. Well, Peter, as of now, Michigan taxpayers are footing the bill for both the AG's special investigation as well as Governor Snyder's attorneys, who, at least from the AG's special investigator Todd Flood's point of view, are not cooperating fully with the investigation. Why is the state paying for the governor's attorneys here?
Well, it's not clear what the basis is for that. In the typical case, when an individual is being investigated, they have to go out and pay for their own attorney. In the corporate sphere, you could have the company paying for the attorneys for individuals. When you're talking about a government official, normally that official would have to go pay for his own attorney. But in this instance, the state is paying for Governor Snyder's attorneys, and it's not entirely clear whether they're representing him in his personal capacity, just as an ordinary individual, or if it's Rick Snyder as governor of the state of Michigan.
Are there other cases you can think of that are comparable to this situation?
Well, you did have the investigation back in the 1990s of President Clinton, where there was a grand jury investigation and he paid for his own attorney. He also had counselors in the White House, but he established an attorney-client relationship with a private attorney who defended him in the case. So there are instances in which public officials will go out and get their own attorney.
What happens if Governor Snyder invokes attorney-client privilege and refuses to hand over documents the AG's office wants? What legal questions does this raise?
Well, one question is going to be the status of those attorneys. If they are representing the governor in his personal capacity, then, of course, they would have an attorney-client relationship. It gets much more complicated if they are representing him in his official capacity. So it's not Rick Snyder, the individual, but Rick Snyder, the governor of Michigan. If they are representing him as the governor, then there are issues that have been raised in other cases about whether, in fact, an attorney-client privilege claim can be made when the real client is the state, the governor's office, and not the individual. So this could get very complicated if there's a demand for information that the governor's attorneys consider privileged.
How does what's happening with the state investigation contrast with how the feds and U.S. Prosecutor Barbara McQuaid might be handling this?
The Attorney General, Schuette, has, in a sense, gone to the press and gone to his bully pulpit to try to get documents from Governor Snyder. And so appealing to the media is a way to put pressure on the governor's office to ensure their cooperation. That is not done by the federal authorities. They will work behind the scenes. They certainly don't want publicity during the investigative stage as they try to gather evidence. So the contrast is you will not see, for the most part, a federal prosecutor coming to the press and saying, we're not getting cooperation. They have other means to get the information that they need. I suspect the attorney general is trying to put pressure on the governor without getting into any kind of legal fight with him.
So basically, in a sense, shaming the governor into coughing up more documents.
Yes, absolutely. That, you know, as the governor has asked questions about this and issues are raised in the press and the media, that puts even more pressure because the governor has promised cooperation. And the last thing that Governor Snyder wants to appear is uncooperative. That, of course, draws public attention and raises questions as to does he really want the attorney general to get to the bottom of this?
Now, next month, the State Administrative Board, Peter, will be considering Attorney General Schuette's request to nearly triple the contract for Flood's law firm, bringing that total cost of the Attorney General's probe to $4.9 million. At the same time, yesterday, the governor's office has said the $1.2 million in contracts that it has with the two private law firms isn't enough. Just wondering if you have a thought, how much could this conflict between the Attorney General and the governor wind up costing Michigan's taxpayers?
Well, I guess the key to figuring out the cost is going to be, are there going to be any court battles? deals. If this goes to court, that ratchets up the costs because you end up having, usually in these types of cases, if there's a fight over getting documents produced, you will have dragged out litigation. And so that would increase the costs rather quickly. You would hope that this round of funding would be enough, but of course, we've seen the numbers go up and up. And in a white-collar investigation, spending $10 million on either side is certainly not unknown. And if it's a dragged-out investigation, that number could shoot past $10 million quickly.
Peter Henning, Wayne State University School of Law. Peter joined us via Skype. Peter, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cindy.